You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, and now Toby Furbrother is saying he can't play.
What's his problem?
Groin strain.
You should have guessed.
It's no joke, Fallon. I'm down to 10 men. I've spent the entire morning ringing round trying to find someone else, but there's no one.
No one at all?
Oh, this is what it's going to be like all summer. At least till the harvest is in. Oh, why did I ever agree to take this on?
Oh, come on. Oh,
I must have been mad.
You're allowed to play with 10 men, though, aren't you? And it's only Loxley Barrett this afternoon. They're not exactly a crack side, are they?
I hope not.
Oh, come on, cheer up. Here, do you want to hear about Beverly's funeral?
What?
Well, apparently Mum was so paranoid about somebody spotting her and Dad on Thursday that they spent the afternoon holed up in Dad's flat watching a DVD of Walk the Line. And then Kenton wanted to know why Mum kept singing Johnny Cash songs. So she told him that that was what was played at Beverly's funeral.
Oh, why did this have to happen today?
What?
My first match as captain.
Oh, come on, darling.
10 men. 10, and I'm supposed to stand up in the change room and inspire them. And I haven't got a clue what to say.
Well, whatever happens, you are going to have a brilliant cricket tea. Because Em and I have been slaving away all morning.
If things are going badly, do you think you could slip some laxatives into Loxley Barrett's tea?
Wicked man. What would your chief constable have to say?
Is there a problem, Brian?
No, no. Your mother just thought you might appreciate some refreshments.
Ah, that's decent of her.
You going to carry on all day?
Jeff's going to take over on the combine later, but I think we should work through.
Yeah, they're forecasting rain on Tuesday.
Oh, I know. So we need to get this lot done tomorrow.
There's some sandwiches and a flask of tea.
Oh, thanks. Are you going to do a stint?
Not today, no, no. I'm just off the cricket with Rory.
All right for some.
But talking of Tuesday, you know what you were saying the other day about Tom?
What?
Having got himself stuck in a rut at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a rather interesting open farm event coming up on Tuesday, just beyond Worcester. Big farm shop. Very successful chilled ready meals business.
Tom's been down the ready meals route before.
Yeah, I know.
I can't imagine there's much he doesn't know about it.
It's not just about the product, though. This chap was really on his uppers, farm on the brink of going under, and he's turned it into a massive success story.
Oh.
I should think you'd find it pretty interesting yourself.
I probably would. But not this week.
It was going to rain on Tuesday.
Oh, I know, I know.
You'll have finished getting our barley in. You can't start on Brookfield till later in the week.
There's still the strawberries.
Well, the pickers know what they're doing. They don't need you standing over them.
I don't know.
Well, it's up to you, Adam, but at least have a look at the website. Florinswood Farm Foods. It's really very impressive.
I drove past Elf World yesterday and there were cars queuing up to go in.
Well, they had that bit in the Echo last week.
I would have thought that had put people off. That photo of Joe and Eddie, they look like a pair of zombies.
I know. But Kira loves it there.
Really?
Yeah, she was up there all afternoon yesterday.
Hmm.
Some of the little grottos are really lovely.
If you say so.
Oh, it's just Eddie's souvenirs that are beyond tacky. Anyway, that's all the sandwiches packed up.
Yeah.
What shall I do with these scones?
Just put some cling film over them.
Okay.
And then we better get all this lot into the van and over to the cricket ground.
Yeah.
You'll be all right giving me a hand?
Oh, yeah. Though I'm not sure about leaving Kirsty in charge here at the tea room.
She'll be okay.
Oh, and you haven't forgotten I've got to head off later to look at this flat in Hollerton.
Are you really serious about moving, are you?
It's not me, Fallon. I'm fine going back in with Mum and Dad, but Ed was never really comfortable living at Ambridge View.
Folks aren't that scary, are they?
Well, Mum can be a bit house proud.
And Ed's not.
Oh, I love him to bits, but I have to admit he can be a bit of a slob.
Mm.
And Mum's never forgiven him for throwing up on her sofa.
Nice shot, Johnny!
Oh, no, it's going to be stopped.
Oh, shame.
He'll only get a single.
I really thought that would go for four.
Oh, no. Okay, he's there.
The last thing we need is a run out of this stage of the game.
Brilliant throw.
Yeah.
I thought Loxley Barrett was supposed to be a bit rubbish.
Well, Roy can hold his nerve after that.
Oh, he'll be okay.
Tell me, Rex, honestly.
What?
My team talk before the match.
It was fine.
It wasn't, though, was it? Everyone was looking at the floor.
So?
And sniggering.
No, they weren't.
I could see Josh Archer's shoulders shaking.
Don't take any notice of Josh. Your talk was fine.
Oh, come on, Rex. He used to be a professional sportsman.
Go for it, Roy!
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
When you were a player, what did you look for in a team talk?
Well, all I'd say is keep it simple.
Simple? Okay.
It felt a bit like you were putting on an act.
I was.
Well, don't. Just be yourself. All the players want is simple instruction and a bit of encouragement.
Right.
And this is village cricket, remember? Yeah. It's not the Battle of Agincourt.
I overdid it, didn't I?
It'll get easier, believe me.
I just got ridiculously nervous and then... Well, it didn't help your brother dropping out at the last minute.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think he's got some woman on the go.
You reckon?
Well, that's the usual reason for him going AWOL. Wish I knew how he does it.
That came from the heart.
Oh, I just don't have... There's this girl I really... But I just can't seem to... Oh, no, he's going to be caught.
Oh, Roy! Oh. I was relying on you.
Well, it's up to you now, Harrison. Go on, in you go.
So, where shall I put the jam?
By the scones. They can help themselves.
Jam spoons?
There you go. 24 cups. Is that enough?
Two teams plus umpires. Yeah, it should be.
Harrison reckons that the younger players rarely drink tea anyway. Oh, is that somebody else out?
Yeah. Says 91 for 8.
Well, they should have made more than that, shouldn't they?
Yeah, it's a pretty pathetic score.
Oh, dear. Harrison's going to be gutted.
That's the last man going in. Right. Well, I'll leave you to it, then. Is the urn up to heat yet?
Oh, not yet. It should be fine by the time they finish, though.
Oh, and should we go for it, do you think?
What?
A pop-up tea tent for the fete.
Oh.
I'm sure the WI will totally ignore the Brazilian theme anyway, so we'd be offering something different.
Do they eat cake in Brazil?
Oh, we don't have to just do cakes, but yeah, actually, they do. I found a recipe for a coconut one with chocolate.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Mm,
and a carrot cake. And those pastel things would go nicely with a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little fried pastries.
Yeah, they'd be good.
And the cheesy breads.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you?
I thought I could try out some of the recipes tomorrow.
Are you going to have a go at those chocolate truffly things?
Brigadeiros, yeah, you bet.
They sound really yummy.
Oh.
What's that? What's happened now?
Oh, no. Last man's out. Oh. They'll be coming in.
Already? But the water's not boiling yet. We can't have a cricket tea without the tea.
Adam, hi.
Tom, are you busy?
Not at this precise moment.
What are you doing on Tuesday?
I've got the usual. Pigs, sausages, veg, shop.
Any chance you could take the day off?
Day off? No chance. I had Harrison on the phone this morning begging me to play cricket.
Me too.
I haven't had a minute to spare all day. Anyway, what's happening on Tuesday?
Well, there's an open day on a farm in Worcestershire, and I thought it might interest you.
Right.
Yeah, they started an on-farm business a few years ago, and it's really taken off.
What sort of business?
It's actually ready meals.
Oh, no.
But what's interesting is how they built the business from a standing start. I think you'd find it pretty inspiring.
I probably would, Adam, but honestly, I just can't get away.
That's what I said when Brian suggested it, but I'm going to go and... Well, do have a look at their website, Florenswood Farm Foods, OK?
OK.
Can I top you up?
Oh, cheers, Fallon. Amazing tea, by the way.
Thank you.
I think it's the only reason I got landed with this job. I may be a rubbish captain, but at least the grub will be good.
You are not a rubbish captain.
Yeah, you tell him, Fallon. He doesn't believe me.
All out for 91. So much for inspirational leadership.
Sweetheart.
When I first met you, I thought you were an arrogant prat.
Oh, cheers.
It took a while for me to realise that actually you are sweet, caring, adorable prat, and that people trust you and do what you ask them. But isn't that what you need in a Captain Rex?
Absolutely.
There you go. Anyway, I must get on. Anyone for more tea?
You're a lucky man.
I know. You were saying earlier, there's this girl in your life.
Ah, well, she's not really in my life.
But you wish she was?
Yeah. She's great. Smart and funny.
So no competition from your brother, then?
What do you mean?
Just that he seems to go for party girls, rather than the smart, funny ones.
Oh. Yeah, he does.
Probably because the smart, funny girls won't touch him with a barge pole.
Yeah, maybe.
But don't give up, Rex.
Yeah, but if she's just not interested, then...
I knew Fallon was special the first time I clapped eyes on her. But she didn't want to know.
But she's nuts about you.
Now, maybe. Back then, she told me she would never date a police officer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It took considerable persistence on my part to make a change of mind. So, you hang on in there, Rex.
You go on in, Rory. I'm just going to have a word with Adam.
How did it go?
Oh, first half disaster. Ambridge all out for 91.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but they completely redeemed themselves after tea with some spectacularly good fielding. Loxley, Barrett, all out 88.
Oh, we won!
By the skin of our teeth. Thanks to a couple of brilliant catches by Harrison Burns.
Ah, so our choice of captain was justified.
On today's showing, absolutely. Hello, Tom. What are you doing here?
Mum asked me to drop some stuff off with Lillian. Some toys and baby clothes for Jack.
Oh, yeah, she's going up to see Helen tomorrow, isn't she?
Yeah, with Gran.
I was just telling Adam, we beat Loxley Barrett.
Really?
Yeah, by 3 runs. With only 10 men.
So they didn't need us after all.
That's amazing.
Should give team morale a bit of a boost.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a look at that website for the farm open day on Tuesday.
This is Florinswood.
Yeah.
Yeah, impressive, isn't it?
Fantastic. And Dad saw me looking at it and, well, he said he was sure they could cope without me for a day. So can I change my mind, Adam? Can I come?
You went to Elfworld?
I know, but it's what Henry wanted. He's a bit obsessed with elves at the moment. Insists on wearing this elf costume that Ursula made for him.
And how was it?
Oh, as you'd expect, pretty grim. But he was happy.
Well, that's what matters, isn't it? And you're taking him away on holiday soon.
Oh, let me show you. We found a couple of very promising places in Tenerife.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, well, we want to make it special. Plus, we'd have guaranteed sunshine and a really nice beach. This is the best one. A self-catering apartment right by the sea.
Oh, that looks idyllic.
But it's only free the second week in August. And we have yet to negotiate dates with Rob.
Oh, dear.
I know. But them's the rules, I'm afraid. All the balls seem to be in his court, as usual.
Well, you better do it soon before somebody else snaps it up.
No. It's just having to talk to the wretched man. I keep putting it off. More coffee?
No, thanks. I really should be getting back. I promised I'd give Kate a hand.
Oh, did Peggy and Lillian get off in good time this morning?
Oh, yes. They set off at the crack of dawn. I tried to talk Mum out of it. Absolutely knocked her for 6 last time.
I know, but it means a lot to Helen.
Yes, of course.
Especially as I can't go. And since Tony and Tom aren't going this week, it means Tom can go on this farm visit with Adam.
Yes, I'm glad he's agreed to that. Adam's a bit concerned about him.
Well, so am I. He's been wonderful, bless him, but, you know...
The strain is beginning to tell. Oh. Oh, what's the betting that's Kate? Ah, yes. Where do we keep spare pillowcases? Well, she's got bedding, for heaven's sake. What does she want with more pillowcases?
What's she doing?
Oh, she's furnishing one of the yurts.
She's got people coming from London and staying over. Well, actually, I'd better be off. I don't fancy the thought of her rifling through my linen cupboard.
Well, thanks for coming over, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, good luck with Rob.
Oh, don't remind me.
Why not give him a call now and get it over and done with? I'll see you soon.
Bye. Right. Here goes. Rob, it's Pat.
What can I do for you?
Well, as you know, we're planning to take Henry away for a week's holiday in August, so I was wondering whether we could discuss dates.
I don't have my diary in front of me at the moment, I'm afraid.
We really need to know soon so that we can book something.
Have you still got Henry's elf costume?
What?
I can't find it. I think he must have left it at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yes, he did.
Could you bring it back?
What?
Well, and he's going to want it when he gets back from school.
You want me to bring it back now?
Well, later on this afternoon would be better.
Oh, well...
And then we can discuss holiday dates, if you want.
The building backed onto the railway line.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, trains roaring past at all hours of the day and night. There's no way we could live there.
That's why it was so cheap, I suppose.
Anyway, it would have meant Kira changing schools, and she settled so well at Loxley Barrett.
You'd be much better off moving back with your mum and dad.
Oh, I know. But Ed, he was never really happy at Ambridge View, and he so loved being here. We all have.
Well, it's been just perfect, hasn't it? Oh, that lovely Christmas we had.
That's something to remember, isn't it?
And poor Joe. He just can't accept that it's all over.
No, he hardly touched his lunch today.
Keeps going on about that property developer who came round at the weekend.
Now, he was horrible.
Talking about turning the house into holiday flats.
Yeah, he really upset Joe, didn't he? Now, is that everything for the dishwasher?
Do you mind coming through to the kitchen? I was just unloading the dishwasher.
Oh, right. Where's Henry?
Birthday party.
Oh. He never mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah, I'll have to go and collect him in 15 minutes. Sorry, can I just get to the knife drawer?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, he'll be tired after his sports day this afternoon.
Oh, right. So... How are you managing on your own?
What do you mean?
Without your mother.
Oh, fine.
Only, it did occur to me, I mean, it's school holidays next week and, you know, looking after Henry 24 hours a day.
Well, it's not as if I have to go out to work.
Well, I know, but he can be quite boisterous and with your injury...
Well, he knows very well not to jump on me or hug me too tightly.
Yes, but, well, what I was going to say was, we're here.
Indeed you are.
And if you do need any help, if you want us to have him for the odd day...
No, that won't be necessary.
Well, see how you get on.
I shall get on perfectly well.
But you only have to give us a ring.
Pat, I thought you wanted to talk about this holiday.
Yes, of course. Well, we thought it would be nice to take Henry somewhere with a nice beach. We've found a couple of possible holidays in Tenerife.
Tenerife?
Yes, we thought it would be a big adventure for Henry to go on an aeroplane.
I see.
Plus, of course, we'd have guaranteed sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a lovely apartment, but it's only available for the week of the 6th. So how would that fit in with your plans?
You're not taking my son to Tenerife.
What?
Do you think I was born yesterday?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
There's no way I'm going to let you take him out of the country.
Why not?
There was a story on the news only the other day about some estranged mother abducting her children.
Abducted.
So I'm perfectly happy for you to take Henry away for a holiday, but not abroad.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Only in this country.
Right. What about Wales? Does that count as this country? Or do you consider that abroad?
I decided we needed more pillows, so I borrowed the spare ones from Lillian's room.
Those the cushions from her bed?
It's all right, I did ask her. She said she was going away anyway.
Well,
Only to visit Helen. She'll be back tomorrow.
She said it was fine. Only the bed looked so exposed before, stuck in the middle, and it's what they do in posh hotels, isn't it? To give the impression of luxury. Piles of pillows and cushions.
What have you got there?
What?
Well, that's my best dinner service.
There's only a few pieces.
And the silver cutlery.
Well, you hardly ever use it.
But you bought crockery and cutlery last week.
I know, but when I got it back and saw it in context, it just looked too picnicky.
These people are going to be camping, Kate.
No, glamping, Mum.
And if they care that much about posh tableware, they should go and stay at Grey Gables.
And if I make a good impression on these people, they'll tell all their friends.
Oh, yes, and then everyone who comes will be expecting bone china and silk cushions.
It's just for this week, Mum. I'll get proper stuff before the next lot come.
Just for this week?
Yes. Now, will you help me finish making up the bed?
Yeah, all right.
Alice came by earlier.
Oh, has she got another day off?
She said she'd got the detailed offer for her new job and she's turned it down.
Oh, she's turned the job down?
No, just what they're offering. She doesn't think the salary's good enough for someone of her experience and there was only some pathetic amount of holiday, so she's told them to have a rethink. Now, pillowcases...
Well, is that wise?
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get.
But she was up against some very stiff competition for this job, and surely they'll just go for the second choice candidate.
Well, Alice knows what she's doing.
Well, I do hope so.
I tell you what, Mum.
What?
You know your lovely big Persian rug in the sitting room?
Oh, no, Kate. You are not borrowing that rug. No way.
The cake is made with coconut and coconut milk, so it's really nice and moist.
And what are these?
Oh, pastels. Try one. These have just got cream cheese in.
Mmm, it's gorgeous.
But you can put any kind of filling in, really.
So, you're going all Brazilian in the tea room?
Yeah, that's the idea. Right, nearly ready. I'm just going to do a bit of pasta for the kids.
Make the tea, shall I?
Oh, cheers, Clara.
Is Eddie back?
Yeah. Oh, he said he had a call from Caroline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they've had the surveyor's report back.
What about the damp under the sofa?
He said it was most likely caused by the tree being cut down.
Eh?
Yeah, I know. Well, it sounds daft to me, but they said chopping it down would have caused movement around the roots. Mm-hmm. And it'll take a while to settle, but then there shouldn't be any more problem with subsidence.
Oh, well... That's that, then.
Yeah.
Joe's going to be disappointed. He was hoping it'd be something more serious.
I know.
Won't make no difference to us, though, will it? We got our marching orders and we got to go.
And it's to come straight back the minute they leave.
But you can see, can't you, Mum? It'll just give it that crowning touch of authenticity.
And don't you dare get candle wax on it.
It's exactly the kind of thing Mongolian nomads would use to furnish their yurts.
Mongolian nomads? Have you any idea how much this rug cost?
Oh, look, is that Pat?
Don't change the subject.
I'm not. She's just driven into the yard.
Oh, but I only saw her this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Mum. You've been an absolute angel.
And as soon as these people have gone, you must buy some more rugs. What about those key limbs you were looking at this week?
I simply couldn't have managed without you.
Well, just take care of everything, won't you?
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
I've got to rush, I'm afraid. See you.
Oh, Pat. She's borrowed half the contents of the house to furnish one yurt. Oh, anyway, how are you? Did you speak to Rob?
Oh, yes, I spoke to him, all right. I was summoned to the presence.
What?
He asked me to call round. Well, he pretty much ordered me, if I'm honest, to drop off Henry's elf costume. And I tried to play nice, Jennifer. I really did. You know, offering to help him out during the school holidays. But no, absolutely no chance of letting us have the odd extra day with Henry.
But what about the holiday?
He's not having that either.
But isn't he legally obliged?
Oh, we can take Henry away for a week, but not to Tenerife. In case we abduct him.
What?
Can you believe it?
Oh, is that what he said?
What does he think we're going to do? Abandon the farm? Abandon Ambridge? Abandon Helen?
Oh,
set
Pat.
Up home in the Canaries?
But you can still take Henry away.
As long as we don't leave the country. Honestly, Jennifer, that man is playing games with us. And the worst of it is, he's clearly enjoying it.
Mum, we've got a problem.
The grass?
Well, how do you know?
Well, I know you've just been out with the plate meter.
Oh, okay.
And the milk yield is down.
Is it?
Afraid so. We had a great start to the season, but the past 2 or 3 weeks, it's been slipping back.
Well, I've just measured the next 3 paddocks in the rotation, and the dry matter is way off target.
That'd explain it.
Well, there's just nothing there.
Coffee?
Oh, yeah, please. Oh, I don't know what Dad thought he was doing taking that second cut of silage. We got enough in the first cut.
He did take a few readings first.
Did he?
I assume so.
Well, he didn't do a very good job. If he'd have done it properly, he'd have realised how the growth was slowing.
Should have, shouldn't he?
I knew I should have done it myself. I was just so busy.
Well, I'll have a word with your Dad.
Oh, it's a bit late now. The damage is done.
So, what are we going to do?
Either have to start feeding concentrates,
which will hit our already slender profit margins,
or we open up the silage clamp. Which is ridiculous after we went to all the trouble of cutting the grass and building the thing.
Cheaper than concentrates.
But we'll be eating into next winter's feed supply. And we've got less silage than previous years anyway.
I know.
So we may well find ourselves shelling out for supplementary rations in the spring.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. There's your coffee.
Thanks.
In the meantime, we'll have to bring the cows in earlier in the afternoon and set up some ring feeders in the yard.
Get Dad to do it. It's all his fault, after all.
Amazing story, isn't it?
Yeah. Does it make you wish you hadn't given up on ready meals?
Absolutely not. I'm really glad I got out when I did. I still have nightmares about those endless meetings with supermarket buyers, which were only ever about beating me down on price.
Well, this guy Jerry has a supermarket deal.
But they came to him.
Well, that's true.
After the brand was established through the farm shop and online sales.
And now he employs 22 people.
You see, that's the way to do it. Find your own market, create the buzz, and make the big boys come to you.
It's easy to say.
I know. But here on Florenswood Farm, proof positive that it can be done.
Yeah.
And there he was, presiding over a beef and sheep enterprise that was gradually going bust. And just what, 5 years later? Here he is. He's created 20-odd jobs for local people and has a major supermarket begging for his attention. So inspiring.
But it doesn't inspire you sufficiently to give it another go?
Oh, not with ready meals, no.
With something else?
Possibly. One day. But it's not going to be any time soon, that's for sure.
No.
I'll tell you what I found really fascinating.
What?
What he said about his Nuffield study tour.
Yeah, that sounded quite an adventure.
Didn't it? And for him, that was clearly what got the whole thing off the ground.
Well, he had the idea before he went.
Well, yeah, obviously, he had to have a plan before he applied for the scholarship. But he went into it with such an open mind. I mean, would it occur to you to go to Thailand and Japan to study on-farm food manufacturing?
Well, pretty popular these days, Thai food.
I suppose.
And even supermarkets stock sushi. Well,
that's true. And there's me thinking I'm being adventurous with my black pudding scotch eggs.
Hi, Pip.
Hello.
Oh, how you doing?
Okay. Ridiculously busy.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in ages.
No, it's been a while, hasn't it?
You managing to dodge the showers today?
Pretty much.
I was beginning to think you were trying to dodge me, too.
No. I wouldn't do that, Rex.
Oh, glad to hear it.
It's just, you know, I should have sinned to the heifers hours ago. So.
Oh, well, I could come and give you a hand if you like.
No, it's fine.
If you don't mind giving me a lift on the quad bike.
Oh, no, honestly, it's probably quicker just to do it myself. But thanks for the offer. Now, I really must get on.
Before you go...
What?
There's this farm walk happening in a couple of weeks. I read about it and immediately thought of you.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, it's all about how to make a profit from pasture.
But that's a bit of a sore point at the moment.
What?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just... We're having a problem with some of our pasture.
Are you?
That's farming for you. You think you've got everything under control and then some idiot makes a mistake.
Like my brother.
What? No. No, no.
No, I just meant it's usually his mistakes that scupper things for me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Anyway, Rex, I really must get on.
So this farm walk, I thought there'd be something in it for both of us and maybe we could go together?
Oh, okay.
Is that a yes?
When is it?
Week after next, 3rd of August.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure I'm doing something on the 3rd.
What?
I'll have to check my diary.
Go on then.
What?
Your diary.
Oh, no, it's something in the farm diary in the office. I haven't put the August stuff on my phone yet.
Right.
Sorry, I'm being horribly vague, I know. But I will check, and I'll get back to you.
Promise?
Yeah. No, sorry, really must go. See you.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
What are you doing?
I just thought I'd better double-check the grain trailers. If Adam's going to come and do the barley later this week.
He won't unless the weather improves.
This one's got a puncture.
You mean it was put away in the barn last year with a puncture?
Well, either that or it's been gnawed by rats.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Ugh.
I've got a bone to pick with you, David.
Oh, dear. What have I done now?
The grass in the paddocks.
What about it?
The milk yields have been going down the past couple of weeks, and Pip's been out this morning measuring the next 3 paddocks in the rotation, and there's hardly anything there.
Well, and that's my fault, is it?
You are supposed to be in charge of managing the paddocks.
Well, yeah, but...
And that's where you took that second silage cut.
Ah. Oh.
And if you'd done a proper job with the plate meter, you'd have realised that was not a good idea.
Oh, dear.
How could you not see the grass was slowing?
Right. Well, yeah, mea culpa and all that's definitely my fault. I have to confess, I didn't use the plate meter before I cut the silage.
What? Oh, David.
I thought I could do it by eye.
You idiot. The whole point of the paddock system...
I know.
...is that it depends on micromanagement of the grass.
Yes, I got it wrong. I'm sorry, I messed up.
Well, you're going to have to confess to Pip.
Well, is she really angry about it?
I wouldn't like to be in your shoes when you tell her.
Oh, dear. Honestly, I'm turning into my dad, aren't I?
Well...
You know, I distinctly remember having a conversation with him. It must be, what, 10, 12 years ago? When we first got the plate meter?
Oh, and he didn't approve at all, did he?
No. And him saying that farming was all about instinct and experience, and he knew to the hour when the grass was ready and didn't need some new-fangled machine to tell him when to cut.
And
it.
You accused him of being a Luddite.
Yeah, which is probably what Pip will call me now.
I doubt she'll be quite so polite.
Well, wherever Dad is now, he must be laughing his head off.
Then anyway, there's no way I could compete with what Jerry's doing.
So if not ready meals, then what?
I can't contemplate doing anything very much at the moment. Just have to keep my head down and try and stop the farm and the shop from going under. But thanks for arranging today, Adam.
Oh, my pleasure.
Sometimes it's good to get away. Get a bit of fresh perspective on things.
Absolutely. Quite an eye-opener for me as well.
And it made me think of... Well, I think I mentioned it to you last week, but Helen had this idea of developing a range of organic baby food.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, just as Jerry did, you know, start off doing it for the shop, then push the online sales, and we'll see where it leads.
Do you know much about the baby food market?
Absolutely nothing. Well, except what Helen told me. I think she said Switzerland is a thriving organic sector, or was it Austria? Remember. I'd have to do a bit of research, but that's what Jerry was saying, essentially, wasn't it? Find out where there's a successful market, go there, do proper in-depth research, and your chances of success are increased exponentially.
Yeah, all you need is a Nuffield scholarship to pay for it.
Yeah.
So, well, how about it?
What?
Going for a Nuffield.
You're kidding. It was hard enough organising to have a day off from the farm today.
There's no way I could even think about a study tour. Not at the moment, anyway.
Come on, in you come.
Hi, Pip.
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
Oh, just, you know.
Oh, come along, slow coach. You're holding all your mates up.
Did you have a chance to look at your diary?
What?
The 3rd of August, the farm walk.
Oh, no, sorry. I haven't had a moment all day.
Well, perhaps I should just go ahead and book a couple of places, because it's quite likely to be a popular event, isn't it?
Yes, but... Actually, Rex, I'm pretty sure I won't be able to go. As I said, I've a feeling there's something else happening that day. Look, and even if there isn't, I mean, we're into the harvest later on this week, and that means all hands to the pumps for the next, well, 3 weeks, essentially.
Right.
Just leave it with me. I'll give you a call when things have settled down a bit.
And, well, when will that be?
Oh, do you need a hand with that, Dad?
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
Oh, let me... I grab hold of this side.
Yeah, cheers, Rex. It's a lot easier with two people. Oh, Pip, before you go in, could I just have a word?
Okay.
Right, where are we taking it?
Right, just into the middle here. You ready?
Yep.
This is your pennant, is it, Dad?
Pip, yep. Well, that should do. Yep.
What's it for?
Well, it's going to be filled with silage. The cows aren't getting enough nourishment from the paddock grass.
Because my idiot dad cut it for silage, and there's nothing left for the cows to eat out there.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to say, Pip. It's my fault, and I'm sorry. I didn't use the plate meter.
You didn't use it?
No, I just did it by eye.
Why not?
Well, I thought I could judge it, you know, and I was wrong.
This is the 21st century, you know. We have smartphones and satellites and a cunning technological device called a plate meter.
Yeah, I know.
The purpose of which is to measure the grass and stop us making idiots of ourselves.
Well, I won't do it again, I promise.
Good. But now I'd better get these poor starving cows milk.
All right. Oh, that's put me in my place.
Yeah. She could be a bit fierce when she puts her mind to it, can't she?
Yeah.
Jenny, what's happened to the big mirror in the dressing room?
Oh, didn't Kate ask you?
Ask me what?
Oh, no. I told her she wasn't to take it without consulting you.
Kate's taken it.
She decided a yurt is not fully furnished without a full-length mirror.
Please tell me you're joking.
Well, afraid not.
I don't believe it. It's a tent, for heaven's sake.
Well, yes.
For camping.
Glamping? And according to Kate, Mongolian nomads...
Yes, yes, I've heard all about the nomads. You can't tell me that they can't full-length mirrors about on the Mongolian steppes, along with their yaks and goats.
Well, she's promised she'll return everything just as soon as these people have left, darling.
I'll believe that when it happens. I mean, she's got two more of these blessed tents to furnish, hasn't she?
The theory is that what these current clients are paying for their therapeutic break will cover the cost of furnishing the other two yurts.
The theory was that she would buy whatever was necessary on last week's shopping expedition.
I know, I know.
If she's going to have people staying over regularly, who's going to do the housekeeping? You know, washing the bed linen, cleaning the showers.
Well, don't ask me.
Now you take care, Jenny, or you'll get lumbered with doing that as well.
I have no intention of getting roped in.
Well, that's what you always say.
Do you want a biscuit?
No, just coffee will do.
Oh, by the way, have you spoken to Alice in the last couple of days?
No, why?
Well, you know this new job she's been offered?
What about it?
Well, I was under the impression that she really, really wants it.
Well, she's pretty fed up with her current job, that's for sure.
So why is she quibbling about the salary?
Because she thinks she's worth more than they're offering.
But if she still hasn't heard anything, doesn't that suggest they've changed their minds and offered the job to somebody else?
Oh, have a little faith, Jenny. Alice is like Debbie, got her head firmly screwed on. Unlike someone else I could mention.
I hear you went on a farm visit yesterday, Tom.
Yes, Adam took me out to look at a really successful farm shop.
This is a really successful farm shop, isn't it?
Well, we're not doing nearly as well as we should. We lost custom being closed for all those weeks so soon after the launch.
Of course.
So yesterday's visit was supposed to inspire me with new ideas. And that's £8.55 then, please, Jill.
And did it?
Well, I had a few thoughts, but nothing that's going to turn this place around immediately.
And Any news of Helen?
She's, you know, soldiering on. Auntie Lillian and Gran went up this week.
Peggy told me she was going.
But I haven't spoken to either of them since they got back. That's £1.45 change. And your receipt.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Morning.
No Anya today.
She's sorting out an order that's gone astray. Did you want her for something?
Oh, no, no.
I'm just holding the fort for 10 minutes.
Thanks, Tom. I'll see you this evening, Linda.
Oh, the fake committee. You're going to be there, are you?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was quite outnumbered last week.
Outnumbered? How?
By those who seem determined to turn our fate into some kind of circus event.
Well, I thought there was going to be an Olympics theme.
The Rio Olympics, which apparently means it's open house for anything remotely Brazilian.
Sounds like fun.
But we are in danger of losing sight of what is, after all, a very long-standing and well-loved Ambridge tradition, Tom. People expect a tombola and Morris dancing and a white elephant stall. Isn't that right, Jill?
Oh, Wayne's given me a contact for a samba band.
A samba band?
Yes, for the fete.
Oh, wow, that would be brilliant.
Liven things up a bit, wouldn't it?
Oh, Emma and I were talking about it earlier, and we both reckon that the fete is stuck in a bit of a time warp.
Well, it has been for years.
Well, it's all very well getting nostalgic about tombola and whack-a-mole, but for today's kids...
Yeah, they'll all be hiding behind the white elephant playing Minecraft.
Exactly. If we're going to get the next generation to join in, we need to spice things up. And for young families, I reckon the Rio Carnival theme will do the biz. Emma's come up with some great Brazilian food.
Oh, so you're going all South American in the tea room, are you?
You bet. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have finally found a source of cachaça.
Oh, that's...
A liqueur made from sugarcane juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like rum, apparently.
Oh, this is for your fancy cocktails, is it?
Yeah, my caipirinhas. Oh, yes.
And then Brian suggested we should have lunch out on the terrace, only to discover that there was nothing to sit on out there.
No.
Kate had decided that it wasn't enough to fully equip the yurt's interior. Guests would obviously need garden furniture as well.
Oh, dear.
I'm simply praying that these clients will give Kate a good write-up. Can't bear the thought that all this disruption has been in vain.
She seems to have worked very hard to make it a success.
Well, yes, she has. Oh, and as I said to Brian, aren't we lucky that a bit of missing furniture is all we have to worry about?
Indeed. I dropped into Bridge Farm this morning. Took them some lemon chicken and a lasagna.
Oh, that was kind. I've prepared a salmon to drop round today.
Oh, lovely.
I can't imagine that anyone has much time to cook at the moment.
And I bought some veg in the shop, as much to show support as anything else. I gather Peggy went to visit Helen this week.
With Lillian, yes.
How did they get on?
Oh, well, Lillian is absolutely besotted with little Jack.
Tom was going into raptures about how adorable he is.
Yeah, and first thing she did when she got back last night was to go online and order a whole stack of baby clothes. I said to her, he'll never have time to wear all that lot before he grows out of them.
And how did Peggy get on?
Lillian said she was fine, but I dropped in to see her yesterday evening and she'd already gone to bed. Auntie Chris said she was absolutely wiped out.
I'm not surprised.
And as she says, keeping cheerful for Helen is very hard work.
And of course, yesterday was the anniversary of her Jack's birthday.
Yes, and she does miss him still.
Mm. Anyway, I must dash. Hmm? I'm late for my shift in the shop.
Evening, Tom.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I persuaded your dad to come down the bull for a drink.
Oh, good. He could do with an outing.
You going to join us?
Oh, I'd love to, but I've had my outing for the week, and I need to give Johnny a hand in the polytunnels this evening.
How did you get on yesterday?
Oh, it was great. Really good to get away from everything for a few hours.
Adam said you found it quite inspirational.
Oh, yeah, it was. The guy had been on a study tour, a Nuffield scholarship thing.
And you fancy doing the same?
Well, I wish.
You had some idea, Adam said, about baby food, was it?
Oh, it wasn't my idea. It was Helen's. I was just reminded of this plan she came up with, but obviously she never got to see it through.
So you're going to see it through for her?
Not in the foreseeable future, although... Well, I know nothing about baby food, organic or otherwise, so I did a quick search online when I got home, just to see, you know, where one would go to find out about it.
And where would that be?
Well, apparently Switzerland and Sweden. That's where the really thriving markets are.
Oh, so are you going to apply for a Nuffield?
I had a look at the website and applications are still being accepted, but there's no way I could go for it this year.
No?
Maybe sometime in the future. Oh, here's Dad.
Oh, come on, Tony. Man could die of thirst standing here.
So, we're going to have an Olympic-themed quiz, and of course we've got a late licence that night.
This is on the Friday.
The 5th, yeah, for the opening ceremony. But the big news is I have got us a samba band.
They can definitely do it.
Yep, isn't that great?
Brilliant!
For your opening ceremony event?
No, for the fete.
What?
Yeah, kind of a samba band playing in the bar. There'd be burst eardrums all round.
But this has not been agreed by the committee.
I know.
It hasn't even been discussed.
Yes, but when I rang the guy up, he said they'd already had another inquiry about that weekend. Mm.
So you took a unilateral decision?
No, I did discuss it with Fallon.
I see.
I think it's a terrific idea.
They are quite loud, aren't they, samba bands?
Yeah, they're not easy to ignore, but it would make a change from the Morris men.
Yeah.
You are surely not proposing we cancel the Edgeley Morris men?
Well... Yeah.
Oh, no. No, that's completely unacceptable.
But we've all seen them a dozen times.
Oh, a lot more than that.
May I remind you that what we agreed last week was that we should have a traditional Ambridge fete with some carnival elements.
And what says carnival more than a samba band?
Perhaps we should delay this discussion.
That's rather more than some.
Till the rest of the committee get here.
It'll be fun. Liven things up a bit and get people dancing.
Yeah, partying with ice-cold beer and caipirinhas.
Mm. What's that?
What Brazilians drink at the carnival, Mum.
And Emma and I have been looking into what Brazilians eat, and we thought what we'd like to do is have a pop-up tea tent on the green.
No.
Oh, no, you never mentioned this to me.
Didn't I?
Oh. But wasn't it agreed that the WI should do the teas?
Yes, Jill, it was.
Well, I know it was mentioned at last week's meeting, but there wasn't any discussion, and we thought, just this once, why not do something a bit different?
But if you're set up on the green right outside the Bull...
It'll still essentially be tea and cake, just with a South American
twist. You're going to be poaching our catering tray.
Oh, come on,
Kenton. Luring punters away from the Bull.
A bit of competition never hurt anyone.
Stop. Again. We are losing sight of the essentials here. This is the Ambridge fete we're talking about. The very essence of tradition. That is what people want, what they look forward to, and what they enjoy.
Well, only because they've never been given a choice.
Oh, come now, Fallon. Far be it from me to deny anyone's right to choose.
Well, as long as everyone chooses to do what you want.
I beg your pardon.
That's not very fair, Fallon.
Well, I'm sorry,
I have never imposed my will
on anyone.
We
just seem to be stuck in this rut.
I have only ever put myself at the disposal of the community from motives of pure altruism.
You may call it tradition,
and I have certainly never attempted to harness village events for the promotion of my own business interests.
Maybe not. But you have harnessed them to promote your own tastes, haven't you? Ooh.
Promote my own tastes?
No, go easy, Fallon.
I have served this community for 30 years.
And you've done a wonderful job, Linda.
30 years.
Wonderful.
Fete after fete, Christmas show after thankless Christmas show, which I have undertaken in a spirit of selfless dedication.
Indeed you have.
But clearly such dedication is now regarded as passé.
Of course it isn't. All I'm saying
is... Well, if the younger generation has decided that my time is past and that this is an appropriate moment to stage a coup...
Linda.
A coup?
What are you talking about?
Far be it from me to stand in your way. I'm not going to sit around and watch whilst village customs and traditions that I have spent half a lifetime encouraging are trampled into the ground in the name of brash innovation.
No, Linda, don't
be warned, Jill. This week, the fete. Next week, the flower and produce show. Good night.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Fallon, what have you done?
Can I come in?
Alice, oh, you're not working today.
I have a lot of holiday entitlement to use up before I leave.
So, you're definitely leaving?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, you accepted the new job?
Well, as long as Price Bauman improve their offer.
You still haven't heard?
Not yet.
Oh.
What?
Well, it's been a few days, hasn't it, since you turned them down?
Since I invited them to reconsider their terms.
You're not worried they might be having second thoughts?
Well, I hope they are.
I mean offering the job to someone else.
Oh, they won't do that. They've made it so obvious that they want me. So they'll have to pay me what I'm worth, won't they? Anyway, do you know where Auntie Lillian is?
No idea. Why?
Oh, I just wanted to hear about her visit to Helen.
Well, she went out this morning dressed up to the nines. Some Amside meeting, I assume.
Mm. When will she be back?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Right. Well, okay.
Oh, since you're here, Alice, can I have a word about something?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Do you know anything about Nuffield Farming Scholarships?
Not really. Why?
Well, it's a great scheme. It gives young people in farming a chance to travel and see things in a new way.
Well, thanks, Dad, but I've got enough on just at the moment.
No, it's not for you, no. Now, I was just wondering about maybe giving someone a helping hand.
Well, never had you down as the Good Samaritan.
Oh, thanks very much.
Actually, now you mention it, there was this friend of Chris's, Jordan, who's into the whole rare breeds thing. He went for a Nuffield.
And?
Well, didn't get it. Much to everyone's surprise, because he's a really bright guy.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's very competitive, and so it should be.
So, who is it who's going for one?
Well, Tom, perhaps.
Oh, good for him.
And if you get one of these scholarships that the Nuffield people pay you up with a sponsor, I was thinking we might be able to help in that direction.
Who's we?
Well, someone we know who's rather keen on supporting local enterprise.
But it was Harrison's first match as captain, Toby.
He seems to have managed perfectly well without me.
Well, even if he couldn't play, he could at least have come along to support the team.
I don't mind playing cricket, but watching it...
Will you turn out next Sunday?
I don't know, Rex. This injury is still niggling. I don't want to go making it worse.
Well, if it's that bad, you should get it seen to.
I'm not parting with 50 quid to have a physio tell me what I already know.
It's exhausting, isn't it? Spreading the straw for the Goslings.
I had a late night last night.
I know. I heard you come in.
Oh, sorry.
You need to break up that wadge of straw.
Yeah, all right.
You going to volunteer for the Fates?
What?
They're having an Olympics theme. Sounds a bit of a laugh.
Well, remind me to book a weekend away.
Oh, come on, Toby. This is important.
Well, the village fete.
That we show our commitment to this community.
I said I'll come for a drink in the Bull this evening. Isn't that enough commitment for one day?
Are you going to move the cattle?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll stroll up with you.
OK.
So you're doing anything this evening?
I'm not sure. Why?
Well, just Chris and I are going down the Bull, meeting up with Fallon and Harrison. Thought you might like to join us.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, actually, we've started harvesting our barley today, so I'll be grain hauling till who knows what time.
What, the entire evening?
Probably.
Have you got a hookup?
Alice!
With some man.
Whatever makes you think that?
You're looking shifty all of a sudden.
No, I am not.
Oh, come on, Pip. You can tell me.
No, there's nothing to tell.
It's Akash, isn't it?
What, Akash?
From Chris's party. Oh, I knew you'd hit it.
Oh, him. No.
Oh,
no,
so
not
who?
Nobody.
You're seriously telling me you're going to spend the entire evening alone in your tractor cab?
That's how it is at harvest time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, tell me about last night.
Last night?
The Fate Committee. A rather explosive meeting, I hear.
Oh, I was a bit late, so I missed all the high drama.
Linda storming out.
Oh, and swearing she'd have nothing to do with the Fate ever again.
So Fallon's running the Fate?
Well, that's a theory. Although I think she was a bit shocked when she realised just how much admin is involved. You know, about insurance, licences for this and that, parking restrictions.
No, I wouldn't fancy doing it.
I'm supposed to be organising the layout of the stores.
Well, good luck with that. No, people have been known to come to blows over who should have the prime spots.
Well, I can't even remember what there is. Coconuts and white elephants.
Dog the vicar?
Is Alan still up for that?
No idea. You'll have to ask him.
Excuse me a sec, Pip. I've got to take this.
So, what can I do for you, Brian?
Well, it's a bit of a favour, actually. I mean, I'm not at all sure this is the right way to go about things, but I thought I'd give it a whirl.
OK.
Well, You know the situation with my niece, Helen?
Of course I do. Terrible business.
Well, it's had a pretty disastrous knock-on effect on the rest of her family.
Oh, inevitably.
And in particular, her brother Tom.
Just a minute. I'm on the telephone.
I'm sorry. Sorry, am I interrupting something?
No, it's all right. Just carry on.
Well, as I was saying, Helen's brother Tom, he's doing his best to keep the family business from going under.
Do that.
What?
But no, not too... Stop it. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm going to have to call you back.
Oh, OK.
I'm doing a meeting.
What sort of time?
I'm not sure how long this is going to take.
Dad?
Oh, look, I'll tell you what. Why don't I buy you a drink this evening?
Oh, are you at Ambridge?
Yes. I shall be later on. 8:30 in the Bull, suit you?
OK, I'll see you then. Oh, that's odd.
What?
Justin. Sure, he said he was in London this week.
Right. Well, I've just had a conversation with those clients of Kate's.
What, the pair in the yurt?
They were packing up, heading off down south, and they told me that they had the most brilliant time.
Are you serious?
They feel purged and re-energised.
And that's a compliment?
They adored the yurt.
So they should. They got half our worldly goods in there.
And they'll be recommending Kate's business to all their London friends.
Really?
Oh, well, don't sound so surprised. Kate may be a bit scatty, but she's got a potentially very sound business there.
Kate? Sound business? Those things do not belong in the same sentence.
But what I actually came to tell you was that you were wrong about Price Bauman.
Oh?
I've just had a call from the MD.
And?
They've accepted my terms.
They haven't.
A 20% hike in salary, 8 days extra holiday, and I start with them middle of August.
I know I keep going on about it, Toby.
Yeah, you do.
But we can't afford to upset Bert.
I know.
Unless you want to go back to living in a tent.
Yep.
Oh, one of your many admirers.
No. Well.
Well, what?
I'm probably going to have to go soon.
Go? Where?
Okay, look, Rex, I haven't been entirely straight with you. There's this girl.
I thought so.
Which is why I've been a bit preoccupied.
Who is it this time?
Oh, no one you know.
Some party animal from the flesh pots of Borchester?
No big deal. It's just a fling.
Ah, so this alleged groin strain. That was just an excuse, was it?
Look, you can cope with celibacy, Rex. I can't. For me, sex is a necessity. But that's all it is with this woman, just sex. It'll burn itself out.
But in the meantime...
Yeah, I know. I mustn't let it interfere with work.
Yeah, all the washing up.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, listen to me.
What?
I'm jealous, that's all. I don't enjoy celibacy, you know. I just... Well, the thing is, everyone tells me not to give up on Pip.
Do they?
Well, including you.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
But she always seems to be busy these days. I honestly don't think I'm misinterpreting the signs. I think the time's come to call it a day.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Seriously?
Well, if she's not interested.
Well, but you've always said, hang on in there, women always come round in the end.
Well, yeah, in my experience, but Pip, well...
Well, what about her?
Well, I don't know, but she seems like the kind of girl who knows her own mind, so if she fancied you, you'd probably know about it by now.
Well, you reckon?
But what do I know?
Oh, a lot more than me. when it comes to women, anyway.
Oh, I really do have to go, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, it's okay. You go and enjoy yourself.
Congratulations, Alice.
Oh, thank you.
You must have nerves of steel.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to negotiate a deal like that with a new boss.
Oh, she's a pussycat compared to the one I currently work for.
There you go, Justin.
Oh, cheers.
And there's a bottle of fizz behind the bar for you and your friends, Alice.
Oh, Dad, you're an angel. Mwah. Anyway, better get back to the party. Nice to see you, Justin.
And you. You must be very proud.
Yeah, she has done well, hasn't she?
Well, she's certainly got her head screwed on that one.
She has.
Anyway, getting back to your nephew, Tom.
Mm. Well, it's perfectly obvious to me that he'd love to go for this.
Mm.
But he needs a bit of a push, which is what I intend to give him.
And how do I fit in?
Well, enough eel farming people are always looking for sponsors. And you're on the lookout for local initiatives to support.
So you think I should sponsor Tom?
Well, no, it doesn't work quite like that. No. I mean, you'd help support a Nuff Eel scholar, because it has to be done through the organisation, of course. But you could tell them you'd like to support a youngster from the county.
Yeah, but from what I know of Tom's past record...
Yeah, I know.
Well, it doesn't exactly inspire confidence.
Well, he tried too hard to step into his dead brother's shoes.
And jilting his bride, then abandoning the family business.
Well, he's learned from his mistakes, believe me. And, well, since Tony's accident, he's really risen to the challenge.
Right. Well, I'll certainly give it some thought.
Good, because, I mean, if he heard you were supporting the scheme... might just give him the impetus he needs to go for it.
Toby.
Huh?
Don't go to sleep.
Oh, you've worn me out, you wicked woman.
Right, it's time you were going.
Oh, come on, Pip. You can't throw me out into the cold, cold night.
It's not remotely cold.
That's no way to treat your lover.
No, we're not lovers, Toby. We've agreed. We're just... friends.
Well, of course we are.
Friends who happen to share a hobby.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Come on, up you go.
Oh, can't I just have a little kip?
No, I don't want you bumping into my mum when she gets up to do the milking.
Okay.
Or anyone else, for that matter.
What?
This is just between ourselves, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's no need for anyone else to know.
Oh, suits me.
Good.
Now, where are my clothes? Oh, hang on. I can't go now.
Why not?
There's someone still up and about in the farmhouse.
Oh, no, they'll have all gone to bed ages ago.
No, there's a light on in the kitchen.
No, you're fine. Ben is always forgetting to turn the lights off.
But you're enjoying being back in Ambridge, Caroline.
Oh, yes, enormously.
I know Shula has really missed you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've missed her too.
She's just getting the horses ready.
Oh, I really should go and help.
Before you do, I'm probably worrying about nothing, but I've just had lunch with her, and she seems strangely anxious.
About what?
I don't know. I've asked her what's wrong, but she insists she's fine.
But I haven't noticed anything. Do you want me to have a word?
No. It's probably just me. I mean, she's got every reason to be happy at the moment. Dan's home for the summer. Alistair's finally able to move his business back here instead of being in Pennyhasset. You and Oliver are back home.
Here she comes. Shula... promised I'd help you saddle up.
No, it's okay. One of the girls gave me a hand. Are you all right with Bella?
Yeah, of course I am.
Hello, Bella. How are you today?
Well, I'll leave you two to enjoy yourselves. Thanks again for lunch, Shula.
No problem. See you soon, Mum.
There you are, Tom. Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks, Gran. Anyway, how was Helen and my gorgeous little nephew?
Oh, Jack had all his injections this week. You know, for measles and whooping cough and what have you.
Oh, poor little chap.
So he was a bit grouchy. But Helen seems to be coping okay with him, in spite of the lack of sleep.
I bet. She's a good mum.
Yes. But I think the time passes very slowly in there.
I guess it does.
She was telling me about her work in the prison garden... It's nice for her to get outside and keep active.
Yes, but it's such a waste of talent. I mean, with the shop and the farm, she was always coming up with new ideas about how to move the business forward. Really imaginative schemes, ideas for the future.
Yes.
It's just so tragic that all that potential, all the dreams she had are now, well, put on hold at the very least.
I know.
I wish there was more I could do to help her.
Tom, you're doing everything you can. You're keeping your mum and dad going and the business. The shop will still be there when Helen comes out of prison, thanks to you.
I suppose.
And one piece of good news. Helen seems to have made a friend.
You mean Kaz?
You know about her, do you?
Oh, yes. Not what you'd expect, is she?
She looks about 15.
She's got 3 children.
I can't imagine what she and Helen could possibly have in common.
They both have new babies and they're both in prison. That's quite a lot to have in common.
I suppose.
Well, but I think it's great that Helen's made a friend, however unlikely. It's one of the things that Rob took away from her.
What do you mean?
He managed to cut her off from all of her friends.
Did he?
He wanted to control her, to make her entirely reliant on him.
Oh, dear, really?
Oh, Mum feels awful about that, not seeing what was going on.
Of course, we all do. I mean, looking back, how could we not have realised?
He's a clever man, Gran. He knows how to manipulate people, and he does it with great skill.
Alistair's so pleased to be moving back.
Oh, it's been ages, hasn't it?
Yeah, the place in Pennyhassett was never very satisfactory.
And you'll get to see a bit more of each other.
We don't see much of each other during the day anyway. We're not people of leisure like you and Oliver.
No, I know.
We're both still toiling at the coalface.
Well, you are allowed holidays, aren't you?
Oh, yes. When you get your villa in Tuscany, We shall definitely come and visit.
Frequently, I hope.
Dorothy's coming to stay this weekend.
Oh, it's nice.
Yes, it is. Though I thought when Dan said he was going to be home for the summer, I'd see a lot more of him. But he's always dashing off to Birmingham to be with her.
Oh, it's a rare treat having him here at all, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. I really should count my blessings.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of poor Helen, who never gets to see her little boy at all.
Yeah. It's dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah. I just can't help feeling...
What?
Well, if only people had spoken out more about what Rob was doing.
Yes, but no one had any idea, had they? I mean, if even her own mother didn't realise.
I know.
And everyone in the village thought he was such a hero.
Yes.
Rescued you both and Christine in the flood.
I know, it's just... Oh, you know, things you realise with hindsight.
Hmm.
Anyway, what's the news on Grange Farm? Has there been any interest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had an offer just this morning.
Really?
Very close to the asking price. Mm-hmm. We've got to talk further about it, but I think we'll probably accept.
Why are you hesitating?
No, I'm not. It's Oliver. I should be relieved to see the back of the place.
Will you?
I know it sounds strange. And all the time we were in Italy, I thought of Grange Farm as home. But when we came back and saw... Well, what a mess the place was in.
Yeah, but nothing that can't be fixed, surely.
No, but I just felt... You know, I don't want to live here anymore. This isn't my home. Wherever Oliver is his home.
Oh, you are lovely. So why hasn't he snapped up this offer?
Ah, yes, it's from a developer who wants to extend the building, then divide it up into holiday flats.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oliver hates the idea. He knows it'll break Joe Grundy's heart.
What do you mean, character witness?
Well, an old friend, perhaps. Or someone who's known you a long time and who'd be prepared to stand up in court and talk about your good character.
Well, the obvious person's Kirsty, but...
Can't be Kirsty, I'm afraid.
I can't think of anyone.
Well, there must be lots of people in Ambridge who've known you all your life.
Well, yes, but, Well, what about Neil Carter?
Who's Neil Carter?
He's a neighbour, and he manages the pig unit on our farm. He's known me since I was a child.
OK.
And he's the chair of the parish council. Very respectable.
Oh, good. Anyone else?
Well, you could try asking Ian, but I'm not sure he'd want to get involved.
Ian
Craig? He's married to my cousin, Adam, and he's head chef at Grey Gables.
And he's a friend?
Used to be, but Rob didn't like him much, and he told Ian something. I'm sure he did it deliberately to ruin our friendship.
But before then you were good friends?
Yes, really good.
In which case, I'm sure he'll be a good friend now.
Oh, I don't know, Anna.
Well, let's ask him and see what he says. Now, Helen, we really need to have another look at what happened on the 4th of April.
It wasn't just my friendship with Ian.
What wasn't?
That Rob did his best to sabotage.
There were other friendships.
And my family.
But your family are all wonderfully supportive.
Yes, but I used to see them practically every day and he put a stop to that. Hmm. But Christmas... We always had Christmas Eve together at Bridge Farm, but Rob said we should have it at the cottage, just him and me and Henry. And he didn't even want me to see the family on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And then he took over my job in the farm shop. So I was stuck at home with just his mother for company.
Oh, and you didn't get on with his mother?
Well, at first I did. I mean, she seemed kind and helpful, but... Then she started to change things.
What sort of things?
Buying the wrong sort of food. Criticising the way I cooked.
Eroding your self-confidence.
And it got to the point where... Well, I'd had enough. And I told Rob I wanted her to go home.
And what did he say?
Oh, I can't remember exactly, but... And he wouldn't have it. And when I insisted... He slapped me.
He slapped you?
Yes.
Right.
I'd forgotten all about that.
And can you remember any other occasions when he was violent towards you?
No.
Or towards Henry?
No.
Are you sure?
I really couldn't sleep. So I went downstairs to make myself a cup of chamomile tea. And I'd just turned the light off to go back upstairs when I happened to glance out of the window and I saw someone leaving Rickyard Cottage.
Oh?
It was Toby Fairbrother.
Ah, right.
Honestly, Peggy, I know Pip's a grown woman and her private life's her own affair.
Absolutely.
But Toby Fairbrother, she's playing with fire.
Oh, I'm sure Pip is well aware of his reputation.
He's just like his father.
Now, don't you go interfering, Jill.
I can't bear the thought of Pip having a heart broken like Elizabeth did.
All a grandmother can do is be there when it all goes wrong and help pick up the pieces.
Oh, Peggy, I'm sorry.
Don't be silly.
Pip's love life pales into insignificance beside. How was Helen when you saw her?
Well, she's made a friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Another young mum. Extremely young by the look of her. But the fact that she's found a friend is rather wonderful.
Yes.
But I think prison's still taking its toll. And she still won't talk about what happened. Has she said any more to Anna, do you know?
I don't know. I called in on Carol this morning.
Oh, how's her poor arm?
Oh, getting better. The plaster should come off quite soon.
Good.
But she can hardly get a word out of Anna about the progress she's making with the case.
Oh, I don't suppose she's allowed to discuss it, is she?
That won't stop Carol from asking.
Hmm.
I should get back.
Just one more thing, Helen.
Jack's due for another feed.
The helpline.
I can't remember what I said.
But the very fact that you called it would seem to indicate you were in considerable distress.
I suppose.
So we just need confirmation that you made that call.
But I've told you I did.
We need the helpline to confirm it for the court.
No, no, no. You can't do that. She promised me the woman on the phone. She said it was just between me and her and no one else would ever know about it.
Yes, of course, absolutely. The helpline call is entirely confidential. Unless you give permission, they won't pass on any details of the call, not even to me.
I don't want anyone to know.
What are you so frightened of, Helen?
It was just between me and her.
All I need is to know that you made the call.
But I've told you already.
I simply need confirmation that you picked up the phone and dialed the number and spoke to somebody. But the helpline won't give me that information unless you say it's all right for them to do so. So will you do that, Helen? Will you give your permission?
We'll be right back.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.